Howdy, history runners. This is Doc Boyle, head word wrangler and trail boss of Old West, DailyReader.com. Take a few minutes, let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 36 for 2020. What was happening during the calendar week of August 29th through September 4th in the Great American Old West? August 29th, 1863, Virginia City, Nevada. A riot ensues as two fire companies compete over a small fire in the city. $500,000 in damages, one death, 2,000 left homeless. 1877, Brigham Young, the American Moses, age 76, died in Salt Lake City, Utah Territory, Mormon leader and politician. After the murder of Joseph Smith in Illinois, Young eventually led the Mormons west to Utah, founding Salt Lake City, and petitioning Congress to form the state of Deseret. Instead, the Compromise of 1850 led to the creation of the Utah Territory. Conflict with the U.S. government led to the Utah War. Young is credited with founding the University of Deseret, 1850, now the University of Utah. He was the instigator of the hand card companies, 1955, designer of the cards themselves, and a driving force behind their success. August 30th, 1882, two masked road agents held up a Black Canyon stagecoach traveling between Phoenix and Prescott, Arizona. Just then, another stagecoach came by, headed in the opposite direction, so the bandits stopped it as well. 10 passengers were robbed, then held at gunpoint by one of the outlaws, while the other one opened both Wells Fargo boxes. The exact amount of their haul was never reported. The two miscreants got away clean and were never identified. Nothing was ever recovered. August 31st, 1890, a Denver and Rio Grande Western Railroad train taken by two bandits between Cotopaxi and Texas Creek in Fremont County, Colorado. Pinkerton agents Tom Horn and C.W. Shores soon reel in Thomas Eskridge, a.k.a. Peg Leg Watson, and Bert Red Curtis for the affair. But they have to follow them to the Washita River in Oklahoma to do it. September 1st, 1873, Andrew Smith Halliday engineered a safe and efficient means of transporting passengers over the growing city's precipitous hillside streets, and San Francisco's first cable cars began routine service on the Clay Street Hill Railroad. Other engineers improved the grip, the brakes, and various other parts of the system, but the cable car made Halliday a wealthy man. September 2nd, 1887, Pleasant Valley War, Pleasant Valley, Arizona. Notorious rustler and horse thief Andy Blevins and a group of cowboys ambush and kill John Tewksbury, leader of the Sheepmen, and Bill Jacobs at their sheep camp in Tonto Basin. Tewksbury's pregnant wife, Mary, is driven off by gunfire, and other sheepmen are besieged in a small cabin but survive to slip away after dark. Tom Graham insists, "No, the hogs must eat them," and the cowboys allow wild hogs to eat the bodies of the murdered sheepmen. September 3rd, 1875, the brand new gallows at Fort Smith, Arkansas, swings its first six bad men, three whites, two Indians, and a black man. This for hanging Judge Isaac Parker. There will be 73 more over the next 21 years. September 3rd, 1877, Ed Shiverlin recorded his first silver claim at Tombstone, Arizona. This man had immense personal courage wandering alone out there in deadly Indian country. Folks about told him all he'd ever find out there was his tombstone. So that's what he named the mine that made him a rich man. September 4th, 1886, Returned from hiding out in Mexico, Geronimo surrenders his tired little band of 21 men, 14 women, and 4 children to General George Crook at Skeleton Canyon, Arizona Territory. They'd been pressed hard by Captain Henry Lawton, leading B Troop 4th Cavalry, until Geronimo negotiated with Lieutenant Charles B. Gatewood, a man well respected by the Indians. This event ended the Indian Wars in the West. Quite a week, writers. This was Program 36 for 2020. All the material presented here, copyrighted by Old West, DailyReader.com, and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine old time background tunes were played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall, Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look in Old West, DailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.